Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right. We got more of your calls coming up. We're not going to stop that either. Ask anything, 844-999-OLA. This is not bad bubbly.
You just saying that because you bought it?
Yeah.
Actually, I'll back them up, man. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's crisp.
And he knows my flavor.
Yeah. Let's, Mike, what do we got here? I know you said you want to go back in time. You put a little something together here for us.
I did. I was in here late last night putting together a nice long highlight reel of some of the greatest moments that you guys had over the past 14 years here in Seattle.
Listen how Mike does that. I was here late last night.
I just
want to let you know hard I'm working. So we have no idea what this is, as it's been all day. And what is this now?
This is a highlight reel of some of your finest moments here over the past 14 years.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go back in time.
Time. Working hard. I worked late last night.
Here we go.
I worked late last night. Forgot how the board works. Come on. Jeez.
And now, time for another great moment in Men's Room history.
I've explained the boogages to you before, right?
No.
Well, you slap her butt, and if it goes boogager,
right.
Boogager, boogager, or boogager, boogager, boogager. So I'm a two boogager guy.
You're a two boogager guy.
Yeah. Miles, I think you're a one booger guy.
Sounds like you're dating chicks with a sugar.
But either way, it's this guy went home and said to his girlfriend, "Let's do a test."
No.
She's like, "Where did you learn this?"
High school at 10. That's what we learn in private school.
I'm 5 weeks deep and I still need 6 more weeks recovery. That's how bad the surgery was. So it's still, it's still not great.
3 months of ass.
Thank God I rode my bike in today. But there's a really hot, and so he brings these 2 or 3 girls.
Why are you riding that bicycle?
Because
they stole my scooter.
I know, to say it
bastards.
Like,
I said this.
The surgery's great. It's not healing the way it should. Well, no, because you're doing everything they tell you not to.
He said, man, I want to work up a good sweat. That's a good way to work out in the morning. I said, I understand that. Your butt. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
You know when you cannot tell that somebody is half listening to you and you're getting the constant strains of, I call that husbanding you.
Yeah, what do you talk about where your husband checks out the most?
Well, I currently don't have a husband.
Do you think he divorced you for your boring stories that go nowhere?
He didn't divorce me. He passed away, actually.
Oh, man.
Miles! Guys, the Toblerone. Is that how you pronounce it?
Toblerone.
The Toblerone. The
key this is crazy.
The key to breaking apart the Toblerone
is
just pushing the two tips of the triangles together. Source, I'm a fat guy. Very efficient at eating candy. Also, can you have Ted say... Toblerone, quickly. That from the Reverend Benoit.
Toblerone.
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 Week.
Toblerone.
Not just him. A couple people on Facebook.
What's going on over there? What happened on Facebook?
He's losing the folks.
Weed Week.
Come on, you can do it. Ted.
You
Come
can
on,
do it, man. You can do it.
Go fight through.
You can do it, man.
Uh-oh, look out. Yeah. Hey, we got a text here. It says, riding to Lake Chelan with my girlfriend. She says your show is not smart and is irrelevant to her life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your girlfriend's a whore. She's a dirty whore.
She better treat you like one while you're over there.
Damn right. Mm-hmm. Well, of course the show's not smart, dummy.
It's for guys.
Yeah, dummy, you whore.
I don't want a chewy Jolly Rancher. I like it the way it is, nice and hard. Oh, God.
We will be hearing that again. All right, now here's something. It's saying that you slept with the president, even pre-president, or if it were Bill Clinton, current president, however it might work out. It's one of those things you want to cross off your bucket list. Barbara Mikulski.
Oh, my God, yes. Great,
no.
Great senator from the state of Maryland.
I understand
I
that.
Loved her.
Would you sleep with her?
Yeah.
Come on.
You would.
If you don't know who Barbara Mikulski is.
I don't remember what she looked
Barbara
like.
Barbara Mikulski looks a lot like the short woman from the Poltergeist movie. That is the closest I
But
can
I was working in labor unions and doing phoners.
No, God, no.
For the Democratic Party.
Oh, God.
It's just about what she's done.
Oh, my God. There's a new website that lets you anonymously send a woman a cleaning kit for her lady parts.
How is it anonymous?
It costs $14.99 plus shipping and comes with a loofah and a bottle of creamy moisturizing soap that contains aloe and chamomile?
Chamomile.
Chamomile? What's chamomile?
Chamomile.
Chamomile.
My name is Chamomile.
Chamomile. And if you saw this, you would not have said either.
Chamomile?
Now, how the hell would I know a chamomile?
Hey, don't you ever have tea at night?
No. What's chamomile?
My name is Chamomile Iguanaquan.
Loofah and a chamomile. You can never get sleep around children.
It's impossible. 6:30 this morning. I'm tossing and turning all night. Didn't sleep a lot. My daughter walks in this morning, has Buzz Lightyear in one hand and Woody in the other from Toy Story.
Nice.
It's like 6:30. No, not night. Daddy. Eyes pop open. She's standing there. I smile at her. Open to go away. And you be Woody. I'm going to be what's-his-face Buzz Lightyear. Okay. I'm like, no, that's not okay. She's like, okay. I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I hand her back. She climbs in bed. Now she's just talking to me about the importance of wearing rain boots and mud puddles. Okay? And I'm just like, baby, shh. And do you know what that means to a kid?
Talk louder.
No, just start whispering these accents. Like, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Like, stop talking. I didn't want to have to say that. The sounds mean. You've got to go away. Don't care about your rain boots, man. 6:30 in the goddamn.
You can't sleep. You can't poop.
Right.
You have children.
Tell Woody about it. I won't even tell you some of the things that have happened here. After a show, a caller will call up and admit to something absolutely heinous. And you're visited after the show. We would like to get that call, please. Okay. All right.
Why are you wearing suits? Oh, you're wearing suits. Never forget.
Do you guys remember the phone call? Yeah, that guy was you're from Homeland Security.
FBI.
Wow.
Why is Homeland Security here? Yeah. We all kind of giggle. I am not kidding.
Oh, Jesus.
I got one more that's even better.
Oh, no.
Right? It's after like a couple months. We've been having fun. So, I mean, it's...
Do you learn things?
No. The bad hat. Either way. She's sitting there. It's like we're sitting on the couch. She goes, man, I got to stop just like hanging out and like eating. I don't want to gain any more weight.
No, no. Dad, no.
Uh-oh.
No.
Here comes a trap. It's a trap.
Abort.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
I don't want you to gain any more weight either.
Oh,
what did you see when you looked out the window?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So I'm driving up north, and I happen to look over, and this guy is working himself. So I look, and he looks at me, and we make eye contact.
All right.
And I'm like, oh, my God, and I can't get in. And he's trying to go any faster, and he's pacing me, and I'm trying to hit the brake.
He's pacing you. That's a good-looking man right there, Joe.
So he's just pacing me, and I'm like, God!
He wanna show you what he's made of, man.
My shower head is so intense, I'm telling you, it hurts women that have been in.
What do you mean it hurts women?
Where are they aiming it, man? You're saying if you're doing the good stuff.
No. I'm saying women have told me it hurts their breasts showering in my shower. It's that intense.
When has a woman ever showered in your place?
My mother.
Jesus Christ! Could you make that any less sexy all of a sudden?
Wow.
God.
So your shower head hurts your mother's breasts.
Hey, look, if I turn the
stop,
wrong,
just stop.
I'm still
just
worked
stop.
Up there until then. Thanks,
just stop.
Ted. Appreciate
man.
That.
God, man. Yeah, that's a...
You know what you are, man? You're a lumberjack. That's what you are.
I would have bet that Thrill was an old, fat, southern white guy.
Dude, from the time I've been on the radio... That is what I hear. So apparently people picture Rush Limbaugh every time I speak.
Well, that's first of all, when you say fat, though, fat is a standard thought of most people, I think, when they think of people in radio, because you're obviously not you're not pretty enough to be on TV.
Now, why does everybody tell me they thought I'd be thinner?
I don't know.
You sound thin.
I didn't think that.
Yeah.
Not me. I never thought that at all.
Yeah, those are those comments you can't get back.
You can't.
Sometimes you talk to me like I'm stupid. Well, sometimes you're stupid.
And calm down. Well, calm down about it and stop crying. Because under no circumstances do I want to have a good night. I want to make sure you're mad at least for a week.
Yeah, I really
so calm down and stop crying. Really you're acting like your mother.
Let's hope it happens.
Just in case the other stuff didn't work. And you're getting fat.
Love the show. Keep up the good work. Also, Ted, if we tailgate together again, let's make sure my boss isn't around when you ask if I want to smoke weed with you.
You know, I have that same conversation every year after, like, the Christmas party here at work. Somebody, like, a week later would be like, hey, man, just so you know, like, I'm down, but, like, my department head was right there.
Oh, yeah, they was there. Like mine is standing right here.
Yeah.
We don't care.
And your poor dear.
How many letters are in our alphabet?
Come on, Ted. Don't tell him.
You're going to make me go through it?
You know what? Now I am.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O.
Keep going.
Q, R, S, T, U, Z. Why? Why?
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey.
God damn it.
Let's try this again.
This has been another great... This has been another moment in men's room history.
Miles, we do not look great on that one.
Oh, man. Jesus. Man, I'm like the Grim Reaper. I mean, every time I say something and joke with someone and try to bust bees, man, somebody's dead.
Yeah, and it was a funny joke, but they... She just came back over the top with, like, no, he passed away.
He was such a loving and caring man.
More of our special show, 3000 Spectacular, on the way, and more of your calls. You asked the question today, 844-999. Olo, we're kind of breaking format and just doing our own thing here, and I hope you enjoying the clip so far. More to come. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, yes. Our show 3000 Spectacular.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
By the way, I just want to mention, that's also one of the nicest bands. Chevelle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you Those kidding guys me? Are awesome.
They are, and they're unbelievable how talented they are and what great musicians they are, man. If you see them live.
They don't get the credit, but right, you see them live, dude. It's a game changer.
It's three dudes that are just bringing a wall of sound, man, that you can
And they're feel. Just like dudes. Like, after the show, they just want to kick it.
It's two brothers and a brother-in-law.
But they're all white.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly. Brother, and they're from Chicago,
right?
Which is even more shocking.
I used to get pizza at a place called Three Brothers.
Did you really? Was it Three Brothers?
Yeah, but they were Italian. I'm just
If it's five guys, do you just assume they're white?
Five guys?
Five guys?
Yeah. Sure.
Five guys?
Oh, hey, it's five guys.
Five guys.
You want a large order of fries?
Wouldn't you be shocked if it was three black guys?
Three brothers?
Yeah. Three brothers hamburgers.
No, because it's brothers, right?
Right, exactly.
If it were five brothers instead of five guys, I'm like, man, there's a chance it's a black ownership. Like Warner Brothers. I just assumed it was black owned.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You can tell we've had a few beers.
Let's see here. Mike, what do you got there lined up for us now?
I'm going back to the always classic clip that everybody wants me to play every single year.
You gotta play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Teeny Tiny Mouth Guy.
Let's go back in time.
Or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Sam. So what did you inherit from your parents?
Well, it doesn't sound as bad as the last guy I had, but I got crooked teeth, and I also hate my freckles.
Freckles? Who's got freckles, your mom or your dad?
Mostly my dad.
Okay. Are they all over the place or just your face?
Pretty much everywhere. I have a nice tan line, so just on the back of my hands and my forearms and face, mostly.
Well, are you a ginger?
No.
You're
my
not.
My brother's ginger, but I'm not.
So what are you, like a blonde? Like Sandy Brown? Yeah, you're basically a redhead. That's what it is. You're just getting that. You're getting the skin from your dad.
Captain Freckles. Do you, and you say the crooked teeth as well.
Do you burn easy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I think that's the redhead gene in you, even though your hair's not exactly red.
Well, it's the Irish anyway. It's the Northern European, at least.
Yeah, because they don't see the sun much. But you said you also have the crooked teeth.
Yeah, well, in counting baby teeth pulled, I've had around 14 teeth pulled growing up, so I got to avoid braces, but...
No, there's nothing left to put the wires on.
Did you say counting baby teeth?
Yeah, I had to have baby teeth pulled out, and then they pulled out some of the adult teeth underneath them as well.
Were they just too many teeth you had in your mouth?
The right amount of teeth, just my mouth wasn't big enough for them all. I mean, I have a full smile now. There's no gaps. It's just...
You got a tiny little mouth.
So wait, how many teeth do you have in your mouth?
I don't know. I mean, it's plenty, it seems.
Do your teeth look, do people, are you, I mean, has anyone, no one's ever going to talk about your teeth. That's one thing that people really don't like to touch on as far as any kind of hygiene thing with someone else.
Well, when I mention it, people say my teeth look nice. So.
Have you had any work done to them?
No. No braces or anything. It's just...
So they had to remove normal teeth that we all have, but your mouth was so tiny that they had to leave you with a certain...
My jaw's just a little shorter than it should be. It's just, maybe my teeth are big, I don't know.
You were so happy when sliders started getting taken over, weren't you? They started coming up at me like, oh, it's a little hamburger for my little tiny mouth and my tiny teeth.
No, I don't have issues with that.
I'm just kidding, man.
But if you were to smile, it would just look like a normal smile. We wouldn't think like, man, his mouth looks tiny.
These 100-calorie snack packs are great. Just enough for my little mouth.
You ever look at the quarter-pound Big Bite and just wish?
No, my mouth looks completely normal. Don't worry about that.
I cannot do a club sandwich. Or a Big Mac.
Don't ever go to the Carnegie Deli. It's something up for normal people. But your small mouth.
A little tiny mouth.
Oh, we're taking a deep test.
For better or worse.
He doesn't even eat hot dogs. He just eats pizza and like
it. He's his little Vienna sausage. A little tiny wiener.
Oh, yeah, we want a cocktail wiener.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
That he loves those carrots.
He is so happy that he called right now.
Look at those asses.
Don't have a small mouth. Stupid.
You're right. Those 100-calorie snack packs are right there in his wheelhouse.
Oh, man.
It's a little tiny Oreo. It'll fit right in.
You like a chipmunk. Juice box.
We were going to get a little tiny spoon.
How long do you think it even a piece of corn on the gob?
Those mini cupcakes started coming out.
God damn it. He loves corn from Chinese restaurants.
Oh, it's not the
corn.
It's not
the corn.
Sorry, man.
You don't have a tiny mouth.
Oh, man, we are horrible people.
For better or for worse.
You're just working so hard on that little tiny corn.
For better or for worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours did you hope to not pass down to your kids?
Is this a normal tomato? Carrot.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, he said, I had the right amount of teeth, I just didn't fit my tiny mouth.
Oh, dude.
Okay.
Are we good?
I don't know.
Here's the best part about the tiny Asian corn. Is that he has normal hands, and it's a little corn on the cob, and he's eating it with his tiny mouth. And yeah, you're right, Miles. I picture him eating everything with his hands right there.
Holy crap, dots. He came in town of ice cream pillows.
Oh, man. Oh. All right. By the way.
Sweet, are those cheesecake bites? I had so much. I had four sliders. Two cheesecake bites.
Oh, man.
We still on the air?
Yeah, we're here.
All right.
Yeah. Hearns wants to hit a tiny mouth.
I don't know why that's so funny.
I'll stretch that out. Oh, you're a guy. Sorry, my bad.
What if he gets rid of the slideshow?
If you get rid of the slideshow, buddy, I'll stretch that mouth out of yours. Let's just take a break. This is a disaster. For better or worse, what trait did you inherit from your parents? And what-
Sorry, teeny tiny mouth cat.
We say this every year.
We have never heard from him again.
And he's never called back again. And I said this earlier. I'm like, you know, when we do the show, man, you're in the moment, right? You're rolling with it. You feel great. And then you go back and you listen to these things. And I'm like, we were effing horrible.
We're terrible people.
We were absolutely.
There's no we on that one. Ted Smith was the.
Oh, no, you were the worst.
God, I just didn't let it go. Like, oh, he's hurting. We got him down. Let's kick him.
Still funny.
We asked you to submit some questions to the men's room at mensroomlive.com concerning the show. And we get this one. It says, Ola Bacholas, my name is Skyler, and I live in Skagit County. I've been listening to you guys for 7 years. Love the show. I'm wondering, in all of your 3,000 shows, what are your top five worst guests? Again, congratulations on making it to 3,000. Can I get a fish sandwich for the road? Can we give old Skyler a fish sandwich?
Yeah. Fish sandwich.
Top five worst guests.
Do we agree, Vince Neil?
It depends on the entertainment. Well, you know, Vince
for top five?
No, but listen, there's a difference. We knew that Vince Neil would suck because we always heard he was an a-hole before the for years, right? And the interview happened.
He is.
And Ryan Castle went through a lot of trouble to organize this. And before the show started, we're already poking fun at how
we just know he wasn't going to be nice.
And Castle, who rarely gets pissed off at us, was pissed off. And I remember he just said, is there going to be a problem? I said, nah, man, relax, whatever. And even I had to do a lot of work. We get it. So we interviewed Vince Neil, and it sucked. It sucked. Because Vince Neil is a terrible person to talk to, but since we knew in advance he was going to suck, I think we kind of enjoyed it.
No, we understood. We understood what we were walking
but
into.
But it's Aaron Lewis from Stained was absolutely awful.
He was not
long
a nice
story
guy.
Short, as a result of that, we smoked his weed. In fact, he was so bad that his manager actually sent us like an apology note or something 2 days later. Like, you don't have to apologize. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. David Alan Greer, that's a much different story. I won't completely throw him under the bus. He didn't want to do an interview. It just so happened that I had been in a place where he had been and witnessed him doing some things that I don't personally care about, but he probably didn't want on the radio. So we went to commercial break, and he literally sat in the studio with his arms folded, and all he would do is, right? That was the interview. But he had to be there for a little while longer. We went to break, and I'm like, hey, man, just so you know, we tried to be cool. I was in Costa Rica at the opening of that casino, and it kind of changed his perspective of things. I remember seeing you in the pool room. Should we do the interview? He's like, yep. And then it was fine after that, but you had to get it. Joe Perry from Aerosmith, man.
Joe Perry.
I think we're still waiting on my least favorite.
Who's
your least favorite?
Aaron Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He was a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
And again, and here's our general theory of things. You're not obligated to do an interview, right? And if you want to promote something, then we understand. That's why you go on late night TV. You do this. If you have something to promote, promote it. If you don't want to, don't. But don't not want to do it and then show up for an interview because it's not okay.
Yeah, we.
It's not okay. Like, if you don't want to do it, just don't do it.
Sometimes you situationally don't realize what you're stepping into. Solely from Godsmack back in the day. The band was at the end of their tour. They've been together on the road for a decade before that, busting their ass and everything, but they were just getting sick of each other.
Yes.
I mean, they were absolutely getting tired.
But we don't know this.
So, we step into a situation where they are about ready to break up. They didn't break up. But you would never know that.
But literally, like a month after that, Sully went and did his solo
hiatus. But he came in and he was pissed. But the thing was, he was shirtless because that's what he does. Little did anyone know, I was tripping on mushrooms. And this was the interview where there's angry Sully. And all I can see, because I'm tripping, is that his nipples are melting off. And all I can say to myself is, don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Don't say it out loud.
Honestly, that has nothing to do with mushrooms. It's a thing he does. Yeah.
And later on in life, you just learn that's how people from Boston are. They weren't even mad. That's just basically their disposition all the time. And we had no idea about that. I'll tell you one that stands out with me. 3 Days Grace used to have a different singer. So they had a different lead singer than the one they do now. I think...
he's a douche.
I can't remember where they got the new lead singer from, but not the same guy that we tried to interview at one point in time backstage. Steve, I think you just got up and walked the hell out.
No, so F this. I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. And I got in trouble for that.
Oh, I know. I
came into work, and Hair Club goes, hey, man, I got a call from 3 Day Grace's management. Says you walked out on the interview. So well, yeah. And he's like, man, why would you do that? And I said, hair club. The guy was a douche. I just couldn't take it anymore. And the thing was, back to my point, like, if you don't want to do an interview, you're not obligated to. Just don't do it. But instead, he chose to basically be an a-hole or be combative. Right. And I was like, so look, he doesn't want to do it. I didn't feel like I was doing anything bad. And I felt so, when they fired him, all right, because it wasn't long after that they got rid of him. I remember running down to Hair Club's office. I'm like, ha-ha! I told you he sucks as a human being.
Yeah. I think also, if you're going to ask the worst, I would also mention, like, for me, like, Ice Cube was a highlight.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Thomas the other day was great.
Didn't you get on a tour bus and start taking off with some band at one?
Oh, I did. What was that?
Operator.
Okay, Johnny Strong.
Yeah. I almost ended up across the state.
You were going to get on their bus and just
I was on their bus, and I was going. And then they were like, don't sweat it. You work at a rock station. We're a rock band. Your boss won't mind. I was like, yeah, that's a good guy. this is also like, you know, I'd just gone through my first breakup. So I'm not in a good spot. Right. But then eventually I just was like, you guys got to drop me off.
Like, this is
and then I had the tour bus going up and down Capitol Hill, which is not an easy place for a tour bus. And finally, like, the driver was like, just get out of my bus. Like, just get out here. Like, you'll figure it out.
We've had some cool experiences. We partied with Lizzie Hale and Lizzie's mother and brother. When they first started out, we just got loaded one night and basically hang out.
They throw down.
We hang out in a bar, man. It was cool, man, because it was a family environment and there were
Tom
cool
Green's
people around.
Been in a couple like times.
A family He's, environment. Yeah, there was a family there. This is not what you call a family environment.
And ups and downs like anything else, man. We had a really difficult time with Chris Cornell, you know, when all that stuff happened because he'd been on the show 3 or 4 times. Chester Bennington had been on the show a few times.
Here's the thing about Cornell.
There's been a lot of that, too, as well, just so you know.
The thing about Chris Cornell, for me and Miles in particular, just based on our age, when Soundgarden first became Soundgarden, individually, Miles and I discovered this band because you're getting away from Twisted Sister and Poison. So now here's a band that sounds like rock the way we think it should be. All right. So Soundgarden had always been one of our favorite bands, and we'd had the opportunity to talk to the band on a few other occasions. But like
when they got back together, we interviewed them.
Get back together because they have something to promote, which 9 times out of 10 is why anyone does an interview. And one thing about Chris Cornell is he's an intense guy, he's an artistic guy, and it's understood. Okay, so some years have gone by, and Castle comes up to us, and just understand something also. It's lyrically, musically, his voice, all this stuff, a profound respect for this guy as an artist. So we get word from Castle one day. He says, hey, man, Chris Cornell's going to be in town. His manager called. He wants to know if he can be on your show, which, of course, the answer is yes. But we said, yeah. What is he promoting? And this is the part that blew our mind. Castle said, he's not promoting anything. He's in town. He likes your show and wants to sit in. And I cannot put this in perspective, but when there's someone that you admire greatly for their art, okay, and you find out later that they actually reciprocate that respect for you, it was, to me, that was a very validating moment.
Yeah.
And I could not believe this guy came in. He was cool as hell. And it was just, and one of the nicest things is after that interview, his manager called Castle, and she said to Castle, I have never seen him laugh or be so loose in any interview in all the years.
And it was so weird because we were talking about, like, look, you've written all these songs, you've done all this stuff from like, surely you have some crap. And he's like, and he broke it. He's like, man, I wrote this one couple songs for a Soundgarden project, some other things that I thought I would put on the side. And to be honest with you, I played it for the guys, and it just sucked.
Right.
You know, he was like, they didn't like it. I'm not sure I like it, but I'm working through this creative process. Blah 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 blah. And we joked and we said, you know, man, you know what happens, man? When you pass on in life, all this stuff that is in the archives that the family
they're gonna
has,
put it out.
They're gonna release it all, man.
And he corroborated that. He's like, I know.
He's like, but at that time I'll be dead and I won't care.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all just sitting there, and when you listen back to the interview, it just makes you want to cry.
Yeah,
you
I know, can't. Like, that's a hard. I can't even put that into words.
Yeah,
that's a really hard one.
Chester was a good guy too. We've gotten out to dinner with Chris Jericho, and Chris took us out to
that
really
was crazy.
Yeah, vodka tonics was on the menu, and that was it.
We talked to Chris Jericho, and I don't know
about,
what it was
about,
man.
Lionel Richie for an hour.
We had the best time with this guy, and I remember the one thing he said to me. And so he's from somewhere, Edmonton or somewhere in Canada.
No, he's from the middle of nowhere in Canada.
And
I think Calgary area.
He was like, "Yeah, man, when I got into wrestling, it was like crazy. I started interacting with black people." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I'm to put it in perspective, and this is one of the funniest things ever." He said, "Honest to God, in my high school, there were more little people than black people." I was like, "What?" He said, "Man, there were 2 midgets and 1 black kid." So that was it. And the midgets weren't related.
You want to talk about a cool guy, man?
He is.
That was.
If you get a chance to hang out with Chris Jericho, and believe me, if you meet him, you probably will hang out with him.
Yeah.
That was.
We had Ozzy come in at one point in time, and Ozzy had. He had just almost burned down his house. He didn't burn down his house. His wife, Sharon, burned down the house. And it was only a couple weeks afterward, and he was the guy that was responsible for putting out the fire. And basically, you've seen those giant candelabra things, not in the way of Blizzard of Oz, but Sharon had these candles that were 4 or 5 feet tall on stands, mm-hmm. like you'd see at the Pottery Barn. Within the candle is like this huge cylinder that's like 2 or 3 right. feet tall. They also had an open-air type of living room situation where she had these 13, 14-foot flowing curtains. You know what I mean? Like these big-ass curtains. And he was like, I told her, I was like, Sharon, you gonna put the place down. You know, like, and then all of a sudden, the entire living room caught on fire. So Ozzy is grabbing these curtains and throwing them down.
I want you to just think about one thing. If I said, Ozzy Osbourne's gonna be responsible for saving your life, you would just assume you're going to die.
Right.
But somehow, he sprang into action.
But strangely, go ahead. No, it's just strangely enough, just sitting down. You know, you hear Ozzy, and you hear him do an interview, and it's kind of difficult sometimes, but he was incredibly coherent. You could understand.
I don't know if incredible.
The weirdest thing about Ozzy Osbourne, frankly, is like you know him as Ozzy Osbourne.
Sure.
Right? What's he? The Prince of Darkness.
Sure.
All that stuff. But the man is old. And when he right. takes off his cool glasses and puts on readers,
wow.
you're like,
wow. He looks like Bubbles. Right?
Yeah, it's like, holy Prince of God. Darkness.
Yeah, man.
And the only other one that we need to tell you that was actually on the air live.
Zach Wilde was a wild one.
That was it.
I never experienced anything like this in my life.
He came on. We were going to do the show together. First thing he does is he comes in with a gym bag full of Red Hook
Long Hammer
IPAs, which is about a 6-7% IPA. He's got an entire gym bag full of them. The first thing he does is reach in there and crack one with his ring.
Yep. Here you go, brother. He kissed your beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a hand. He's
and he's wet.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
No, he doesn't shower. Mm-hmm.
And
he does now.
He does now?
I think he showers now.
I thought you said the last time he kissed you was all wet and nasty.
Yeah, that was years ago, when he was still not showering.
But there's a whole story.
I think now
with
he's
him.
Showering.
It was unreal.
But he's super nice. Hey,
for sure. We know we're fortunate to have these experiences, and it's a cool thing. And we appreciate you letting us share.
More of the show 3000 Spectacular coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Show 3000 Spectacular running out of time, so let's jump to Mike real quick here. We might have to cut this off. And Mike, what do you got?
I got, when you guys actually first moved here to Seattle, you guys all lived in the same apartment, and you guys had kind of your own little unwritten rule about what happened in the apartment, and this is kind of what happened after you guys finally resolved that rule.
Okay, let's go back in time.
Damn.
Along those lines, man. First time, a little self-pleasure after getting out of that hotel. 2 weeks. Sharing the room, we agreed, like, no handy business, man, when we're in a room together, because it's just wrong. And we finally just got our own separate rooms in an apartment, and I did not know that masturbation could be that satisfying. I mean,
I remember the first...
You start getting angry, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
The first time what was that, like 13 or 14? I remember the first time I did that. I feel like I fell to my knees. I was like, I didn't even understand.
Did you do it on purpose, or did you just discover that there is a brilliant finish to something that feels pretty good the whole time, and all of a sudden...
You know what? It was sounds so bad, but it was after a long day of kind of dry humping the couch.
Oh, God!
Dry humping the couch.
Jesus, man!
I didn't know what I was doing. I was just kind of humping couches and stuff like a dog.
Really?
And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I heard about this. And then it was like, oh.
That's when you remember.
I have to use my hand.
Dry.
Instead of having sex with all this furniture.
That is not what I thought you were going to say.
You have like a lazy boy that you like more than the ottoman.
God, I hope nobody in my family is streaming today.
You will find out shortly.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, which sofa, man?
Yeah, I'm glad those couches are gone. I was just like a crazed dog. I don't know. Well, plus, I wasn't really up to date on how everything works. I didn't. I don't know.
No. Especially that you said it was like a day spent doing that. That's pretty sure. Like, well, I'm off to school.
I had like fake six. I was home all day, and I
I don't have a cold. I'm going to stay home and dry out my sofa.
I want to say like I had found a magazine somewhere. I mean, it was a long, frustrating day.
Perfect storm.
Right, and I put two and two together, and it was, I swear to God, I think I fell to my knees. It was just like, oh, I don't know what just happened, and that was unreal.
That was awesome.
Right, and then the next week, I was just locked in the bathroom.
Ted's been showering.
Stayed home from school.
Ted's been showering like twice a day.
It's that horror. And I still remember to this day that because like there was a basement in my house, right? So I always hide out. And there's, what are you doing down there? It's like nothing. I'm trying to.
Jesus.
Aren't you glad Mike brought that back?
Oh,
then?
Masturbation.
Yeah. Nice. Great. Thanks, Mike.
All right. We have one more comment, one more question we can get to, right?
Yeah, there's a few. So I'll go through a few before I get to the one that we tried to avoid. So it says, has there ever been a time you guys were pissed at each other but had to continue to work? I've worked with Ted for 18 years. I've worked with Miles for 16 years. It has happened, but honest to God, it's just not part of our thing. You know what I mean? And which amazes me, but yeah, that's not really a problem we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, what's the story behind the New Orleans sound? It's simply this, man. I feel like anytime you see a commercial or a TV show and they bring up New Orleans, right? Because it's always like flavor, like try New Orleans rice. They're like, some old black man. And I can't help it now. Every time I hear New Orleans.
Like the Zatarans.
The Zatarans. All right, so the question we get a lot, we get asked this multiple times a year. We tried to address it once a year, and it's about Aletha. So at the end of the show, I always say, for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful. It used to just be stay beautiful. Now I would say, for Aletha's sake, and understandably, people say, who the hell is Aletha, and why would I do this? Now, we got this letter a couple of years ago. The letter itself right now is in Robin's home, because we got it framed for a bunch of different reasons. But anyway, when we changed studios, she took it home. So I'm going to bullet point what we got from this letter. This is back in 2007, and Aletha was actually a listener's wife, and she was diagnosed with cancer. And as things got complicated with surgeries and such, they would listen to the show, and they found laughter to be the best medicine during a grave situation, okay? So while she's going through all this horrible stuff, she would put it on her show just to have a good time. That's touching enough. It says, unfortunately, the cancer took her life, but she took Thrill's daily reminder to, quote-unquote, stay beautiful to heart, and she would strive to do just that, even though all of her treatments and surgeries had basically emaciated her. So as a tribute to her loyalty to the show, and most of all, ability to keep laughing with us, we, and every show, we say, look, for Aletha's sake. Because the point was, she would say to stay beautiful, knowing kind of how she looked.
But she would say it to her family, to people who would come and see her, and they probably had that look on their face like, oh, man.
So you just need to understand this. So years ago, and I say this now, some clown came in, talked to a school I was at, and said, I want everyone to remember your purpose is bigger than your goal. Me being the cynic, I thought, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But in 2007, when we got this letter from now the widow and the father of Aletha, I remember turning around, Miles, definitely, maybe you were there too, Ted, and I said, you know, for the first time in my life, I kind of understand this guy's point. You know, our purpose, it turns out apparently, is to bring a little joy to people. The goal was to just not get fired from a radio show and be able to talk about farts all day, right? We just wanted to get enough money to buy alcohol and drugs and hopefully not get fired. And this thing has snowballed into something that I don't think any of us could have foreseen.
Yeah.
But to get that from Aletha, it was validating for what you do. A reminder that said, no matter how stupid the show is, and look, make no mistake, we know the show is stupid. That's by design. It's not supposed to be important. It's supposed to be about hokey crap, right?
Yeah, but because of you guys, we get 4 hours of escape every day ourselves.
And we just hope that is reciprocated, where people listen to, look, we all live in the same world. The news is the news. We understand people are divided. All this stuff, great, fine. For the 4 hours over here, we just ask that that's not the case. That was mostly our mantra. So to read that from Aletha's family, it put it into perspective for us. So yeah. Trust me, we take this very seriously every day. Take this ridiculous crap very seriously.
We do.
Every day.
It sounds so stupid.
Every single day. I know, yeah. But the point is, if we can enjoy our lives every day, hopefully you can do it too, man. So anyway.
But the show is about you. And the whole point of the show is to give you a stage where you feel like you're comfortable. You know, we might give you a hard time. We might joke. We might. But, man, we're
all in fun.
But we just look at those lines light up, and we can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah, just gotcha. Thanks to everybody that's ever listened or said what's up.
Seriously.
We all appreciate it, but I sincerely do.
Yeah. Now kiss our ass. We're out of here.
Exactly. We quit.
So until
eat
next time,
mini, team please, time out,
do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.